Welcome to Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy's Wellness Minute. I'm the Fat Guy, Lee Cantor. Today, Dr. Adam Schaffer and I will give you the skinny on wellness, health, diet, exercise, and weight loss. Isn't that right, Doctor?
That's right, Lee. And today we're talking about introducing a new sport to your child.
What age? Two for you? Two?
As soon as they're born. As soon as they come out.
In the crib.
You got to start early, Lee. No, we're talking about a sport where your kid starts to get active and they're looking at playing different sports. You know, first of all, this is even before you start thinking about even getting them lessons. Who's going to be the first coach? The parent. The parent's right. The initial coach to the child. And you want to make that experience as positive as possible when you're dealing with a child. So let's say, for instance, you're talking about a sport, let's say like baseball. You should be less concerned about how well the child performs that sport and more about the interaction between you and the child and showing them. And there should be this, you should get away from this, well, this is the correct way. Not when they're first starting out. Get away from what's correct and what's right and how to catch and all these things. The main thing you should focus in on is fun. Number one
should
be fun.
Not skills.
Not skills. And it should be also, the focus should be on movement. Meaning, when you get the child to run around and move around, if they're stationary and they're not doing much, chances are they're going to get bored out of their mind.
Right.
So when you create little games with them where they're running and they're breathing heavy, chances are they're going to be more engaged. Chances are they're not going to stop. They're going to want to actually do that. If you start to focus on the skill and, come on, you got to bring the bat back further and you're not, put your glove
swing
up.
Swing through the ball.
This is not the right time. This is not the appropriate time to do that. You want to make the activity fun for the child and make sure that you're doing this in small increments of time. So if you're taking your kid out for an hour at a time and all you're doing is the same thing over and over again, chances are they're not going to last. So you want to make it brief. Take them out. Make the experience in terms of the movement. Make the movement so that you're doing lots of movement,
right,
and the experience in short bursts of time. Now, sports, let's say, for like instance, like tennis, same type of thing. You don't have to, just because you're doing a different sport, it's the same principle should apply to different
to
sports.
Any sport.
Any sport. Doesn't matter. Except for swimming.
That matters.
Skill matters a little bit in swimming, right? You need to know how to float.
Swim.
You know how to float. But again, the main emphasis should be on fun. Create little games.
Or bullfighting. Bullfighting, you can't just dabble
right.
with that.
You can't dabble with
someone
that.
Could get hurt.
Somebody gets hurt with that. Yeah, anything that there's pain involved,
or
you got to make sure.
Possibility of death, you got to take a little extra care.
Absolutely.
Remember, Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy are your source for what's true and what's going to be true in health and wellness. Check us out online at drfitnessandthefatguy.com for inspiration, education, and motivation. Until next time, keep well.